Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
This is it. This is gonna be the show of shows. You know I'm free to roll. Everything. We think. Everything is finally working in this £25 million studio. The dump button works.
Tick.
Oh, do you think you're going to swear and I do?
No.
The dump button works.
Yes.
We're confident of that. Not confident enough for me to do a swear now and test it, even though I'm not that confident.
No, let's not tempt fate.
But I'm pretty confident. So the dump button works. The headphones work.
Yes.
Yeah, your headphones working?
Well, yeah, the second pair, yeah.
There we go. That's fine. The video cameras that were set up to record the best bits of the show, film them and then put them out so they will become viral images. Even though we did our funniest show in 3 years on Friday, they weren't working then, but they're working now, we believe.
Yeah.
Then the show is working. 0344. Let's begin. Let's just dive in. Let's have fun. Shall we? Let's have fun. Forget Brexit.
Brexit what?
Brexit. I don't know if you've heard about it. We're all screwed. Forget that. I'm moving to Scotland. 03. Back to my ancestors. Don't remind me of the fact that my granddad is actually
not really a granddad.
Biologically probably not my granddad, and my dad was illegitimate. Why would you want to remind me of that? Why would you want to shame me? Why would you want to air my dirty laundry in front of literally 35,000 people? That's all that's listening. It sounds like a big number. 35,000, big number. You wouldn't want them around your house for tea, but for radio, very, very poor indeed. 0344 499-1000 is the telephone number. It's a bank holiday Monday. My first rule of thumb is I'm going to become the Prime Minister. Let's get rid of bank holidays. They serve no purpose apart from to wind me up. They just wind me up.
Well, because we always forget that they're coming and we forget to take them off.
No. Why would you take the bank holiday off?
For fun.
What fun?
You know.
You don't get paid.
That's less fun.
You don't get paid. And so what? You're at home going, yeah, it's a Monday and I don't have to work and I'm not getting paid.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a little bit less of the mortgage I've made this month. What's the point?
I mean, you put it that way, it doesn't sound as fun. Yeah, you're right.
There is no point to... And Labour, I could probably do a good Jeremy Corbyn.
I'm Jeremy Corbyn.
Dennis Norden.
One of the audience has just died.
That's Dennis Norden. That's not bad, Dennis Norden.
Have a look at this outtake where a lady's boob pops out.
Jeremy Corbyn says if he becomes... This is why he'll never be Prime Minister. Mm. While I'll never vote for Labour ever again while he's the leader. Can I say that legally now? We're out of...
Purdah, yeah.
We're out of Purdah. Purdah, she wrote.
I mean, you're on all cylinders.
Purdah from the new Avengers. Oh, mate, this is going to be a laugh riot. Please, someone else call in, because it's only Alan Caddick so far, and as much as I love him, you know. 0344-499-1000. This is the reason why Jeremy Corbyn must be stopped at all costs. Not because maybe he's been to funerals of terrorists. Not because he's wavering on whether we should remain as a... Not because of any of that, right? Not because of his Marxism, his Leninism. Don't know what those words mean.
Just saying them, aren't they?
Not because of any of those things. It's because he wants to bring in more bank holidays. Jeez. Here's the thing, Jeremy Corbyn. You know what we've got to do on bank holidays? We've got to entertain the kids on bank holidays. Flipping heck, man. No more. Less. I want to become Prime Minister. I'm going to hang out with, who's the American racist, the white supremacist? Steve Bannon. I'm going to stroke Steve Bannon. I'm going to British kiss Nigel Farage. Mm. And I'm going to become Prime Minister. Here, do you want to know my genuine prediction for the next, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Right.
I've got a feeling that this is going to sound funny, but won't be funny.
Here we go. This is, because, do you remember about 3 years ago, everyone was joking, wouldn't it be funny if we had Donald Trump as president and Boris Johnson as Prime Minister? I'm taking it one step further. Before Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Boris Johnson as Prime Minister and either his deputy or Foreign Secretary, Mr. Nigel Farage. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my prediction. Clip that, put that in the time vault that we've got under this wonderful building here at News Corp, and we'll dig it out and we'll play it. And boy, oh boy, am I ever right. You guys are going to realise it. Anyway, I'm going to suck up to those guys, with those guys. I'm going to become part of the team and I'm going to do the British thing and we're going to have less bank holidays.
Less.
I want less than what we've got now. So we've got what, 7-8 a year? I want 3. Less. I want less. 0-3-4. Do you know what? And we're going to bring back hanging not for paedophiles, not for cop killers, for people who say fewer when they should say less. So basically for you. We're going to bring back hanging for you.
Wow. That makes me feel special and threatened at the same time. What
good.
A night.
Good. Happy bank holiday. 0-3-4-4-4-9-9-1-000 is the telephone number. We're going to go straight to Christine. Good evening, Christine.
Good evening, Ian.
Christine.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, Christine.
Hello?
Christine, can you hear me?
I can.
Then why are we continually saying each other's names? What's that all about? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Know. I'm a second time caller.
Oh, you don't get a bell for that.
I actually rang up and spoke to Cass when you were off.
So you're a first time caller to the
To Ian. Yes, I am.
You're about to say proper.
I wasn't going to say the proper show.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say to the main attraction.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the main attraction is what I was going to say. Yeah. Isn't that terrible? She's my best mate and I still stitch her up on air.
Every five minutes.
Christine, it's so marvellous to talk to you. I'm getting a vibe from you, Christine. I'm getting a vibe from you that you're a little bit tipsy.
I am.
There we go!
Have you been on a bank holiday, Leo Sayer, stroke all day?
I didn't finish work till 7 o'clock.
All right. Flipping, eh?
She works as an alcoholic. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. But maybe there is paid work for those poor souls. If there is, I'm back in. I'm back in the race.
I've come home and I've decided to do my DIY and...
You're going to do your DIY at 10:15 on a bank holiday night while you're drunk. What could possibly go wrong?
We started it at 7 and I'm painting all my furniture.
Painting the furniture?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
That's not normal behaviour.
But my partner took over.
Right.
It's like, get away.
Yep.
Leave the paint.
Yep.
So I thought I'd ring you instead.
Yes.
Where you can do less damage, or so you thought.
Fewer damage.
I thought I was doing really well.
You are. Ignore him. He's a get.
He's taken over.
Hang on. What do you mean painting furniture? That's not normal behaviour.
No, it's oak furniture, and we bought grey paint.
Oh God.
Because I'm just decorating my living room.
Oh God, it sounds horrendous.
And it looks lovely. You
Why
know?
Are you painting oak furniture grey?
Because I wanted grey furniture.
Why didn't you buy grey furniture?
Because I haven't got the money to just go and replace the
furniture. You're painting oak? That sounds like... I don't know much about DIY, right? But that sounds like an awful, awful idea.
Well, I've seen it on Facebook, because there's a DIY on a budget.
Okay, yes.
Which
DIY.
Is really cool.
Yeah, DIY on a budget.
And it works. It looks brilliant.
Okay, okay. I wonder if it will look brilliant when you're sober.
Well, you can blame him because he's taken over.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it does. I'm dead proud.
Christine, how tipsy are you?
Not that much. Okay, I've had about 4 beers.
Okay, so you're tipsy enough to feel relaxed, but also tipsy enough, with it enough to know, to offer consent.
Yes.
To but, what?
To offer consent.
To what, though?
Well, this is it. Christine, is he painting now?
He is.
Go and stand in front of him.
I'll stand in front of him while he's painting.
Are you doing it now?
Yep, I'm standing in front of him watching him paint.
Yep. Strip off.
Strip off. No, thank you.
Strip off. Come on. Let's make this a night to remember.
No, he really would think it was his lucky day, wouldn't he?
Well, makes your lucky day as well. Here's the thing. I read a book the other day. Women enjoy sex as well.
Well,
who the fuck
it? I mean, it depends who you're with.
Christine? Strip
Women
off.
In 10 years now, 3 kids later. No.
She's done. She's completed.
It's time for number 4.
Well, no, actually, it's 4 kids, isn't it?
Christine, get in there, strip off, show him what he fell in love with.
Show him what he fell in love with.
I think she'd rather just finish the DIY.
Well, maybe it sounds like he's going to be doing it himself later on. All right, Christine, thank you very much indeed. A strange glimpse into the life of an alcoholic pervert. 03-444-499-1000 is the phone number. We've got Patrick Daniel and we've got Alan Caddick and Rainbow George. Oh, they're in early. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03-444-991-1000. We should have introduced ourselves at the start of the show.
We've
got new listeners, and we've got listeners who are flooding back because they've heard that all that talk of jumping off of bridges and all the horrible stuff is gone. Not gone completely. Well, but the fun shine has returned. The Giggle Factory is open for business, and everyone who attends gets at least one free giggle. My name is Ian Lee. You might have listened to me on another radio station where I got sacked.
Mm-hmm.
There's a duck in name 5.
Yeah.
Some of you may remember me as the guy that stole the strawberries. The jungle. I'm the strawberry guy. Catherine, where would I know you from?
All my strawberries are bought and paid for.
Wow, look at you, bum leg. You'd know her from bum licking. 03-444-499-1000 is the phone number. It's bank holiday. It's going to be even looser than normal, and it's pretty loose anyway. I have got some stuff to talk about. I really do want to talk. We talked about this on Friday, but I really do want to talk to someone who's been. I think they've done 2 Spice Girls gigs.
Yeah.
Now, certainly 1, because of course, if you looked on Twitter, Spice Girls gig. Marred by terrible sound, fans walking out in their droves.
Yeah, and then I looked into the so-called complaints, and there's about, 4 or 5 people going, the sound's not very good.
Yeah, I then clicked just on some random, on the hashtag, and everyone was saying it was great. The sound was a bit dodgy at the start, but I got sorted out, didn't see anyone leave, had a great night, best night of my life. Everyone. And this is the thing. This is modern news, right? Is you find something that's big that everyone likes, and then you go on Twitter and you find the 3 or 4 people that say, I didn't like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be, this was terrible, I want my money back. It can be someone just having a little moan.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's Spice Girls slammed.
And here's the thing. I dislike most things that everybody else likes. I didn't like that Ricky Gervais thing. There was something else recently I disliked.
You don't like Game of Thrones?
I've never seen it. It's not my cup
of tea.
Don't
like the idea.
I don't like the idea of it. But
you didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, no, I did like it because we're hoping Dexter Fletcher is going to come on the show. One of my favourite films of all time, actually. I think you'll find.
I actually quite enjoyed it.
Okay, well done. Excellent work. Well played. Because we'll get him on now. He thinks that you like it.
I was about half a bottle of Prosecco in there when I started. Okay. It was good.
News story is you get a kid to go on Twitter and find 4 tweets about something really, really popular where someone, disaster for Game of Thrones finale as... Then it's just like Jokages 69. I thought it was rubbish.
Sorry, what was the username?
Oh, I just gave away my sock account. I do apologise. Let's go to Patrick. Good evening, Patrick.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Jen. I've actually heard you sacked from one radio station, so am I in a sort of minority?
You've hang on, say that again, but this time try and say it in English.
No, it's this is Scouse, I do apologise. Okay. You said about you've been sacked from many radio stations.
Yes, sir.
I've only actually heard sacked from one.
Which one was that?
Three counties.
That was the greatest sacking of all time because Wright was on my side.
Sacking, yeah.
Wright was on my side.
Well,
the other ones I was probably out of order, but this one, Wright was on my side.
That was probably one of the worst times of my life, if truth be known.
Well, just because I'd lost a job on the radio?
No, because I used to listen to you when I first came. I moved to Luton. I used to enjoy every single morning. I know you guys got loads to do. I used to read the newspapers every now and then for you. And then when you went, and then they put those...
It was bad for you, was it, yeah. Patrick, when I lost my job? Yeah. Imagine how it was for me! I had a breakdown, man! I didn't have a job! I couldn't afford to feed my kids! But you had a tough time as well, that's fine. Okay.
It was difficult to you to be... Completely honest with you, but
okay. Well, I'm teasing.
You have to appreciate the chaps who came after you. It's awful.
No. Let's not do that. I don't want to slag anyone off. Listen, anyone that can make a dollar in this industry, I would speak to your agent. You're getting paid in American money. That is very, very little use of it. But let's not be rude. Anyway, Patrick, what have you got for us on this bank holiday Monday?
To be fair, not a massive amount.
Thanks very much for your call. As simple as that. We just appreciate the voice. Let's go to Daniel. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening.
Daniel. Welcome, my friend.
I think one of the Spice Girls was living in Brazil. I think it was Mel C that was living in Brazil.
She was living in Brazil.
In Brazil, yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on. You know, Rhiannon lives in London.
Yeah, she's been living here for a few years.
Yeah. You know Rhiannon does the Umbrella song?
She came to live in London,
She lives in London. Do you know how much rent the papers say she's paying? It's like £16,000 maybe a week or a month. It don't really make... When it's that much money, it don't really make any difference, does it? 16 grand. Let's be generous. Just say a month.
It was like 80 million. Her net worth is like 80 million.
80 million.
She'll be all right.
She'll be fine. Don't worry about Rhiannon.
She won't be waiting around the discount section of Waitrose.
No. Are those sandwiches? You're going to mark them down? 10 minutes, I'll wait.
I think Rihanna wanted to buy a football club.
She wanted to buy a football club?
God, she's feeling ready.
Maybe Chelsea, I don't know.
Chelsea? Rhiannon wanted to buy Chelsea?
Do you know this, or are you dreaming it?
No, she wanted to buy a second league.
Second-hand football team.
Yeah, she wanted that, but I don't know.
Okay, well, there you go. We learned something.
I have a challenge for you.
Can I lick my elbow?
No. No.
No.
No, I really can't.
Because
you have
certificates,
isn't it?
Can I lick your elbow?
No, you can't. Dirty bear. Daniel, what is your challenge? If it's not the elbow licking challenge, what is it? It's not the other.
Do you know how to say SOS in Morse code?
Yeah, SOS.
SOS in Morse code.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, you know that there are long pulses and short pulses.
I didn't. Beep, 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 beep.
Long, 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 short, long, long, long.
That's exactly what I did. Beep, 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 beep.
But you're not doing long pulse.
It's beep, 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 beep.
She's doing short, 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 long, 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 short, short, short.
Yep.
Yeah, did you have this question in your exam?
No, well, you just said it was in your exams.
What exam would that be?
Your Morse code exam.
Yenly as certificates, isn't it?
you said long, 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 short, 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 long, 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 but she said long, long, long. No, she said short, 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 long, 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 short, short, short.
No, it's long, but...
I think you might be signaling for something else, which might explain some of the results.
You're signaling for Oso.
But another way is you say 3, 4, 5.
Oral sex.
Because it's the Pythagoras.
On your own. Look, what?
Three horizontal, four vertical, and the hypotenuse, the diagonal, will be 5. So 3, 4, 5 is like saying SOS.
Sorry, what? I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about now.
Are you drawing a triangle now?
Yeah.
Listen, if you're on a sinking ship, you ain't got time for a triangle.
Three horizontal, four vertical, the hypotenuse will be 5. So one day the star, the sun, will be pulsing 3, 4, 5 to the whole universe.
Oh, you're right. We could use the sun as an intergalactic signal. Can I just say that if anybody knows SOS, and not just a fruitcake called Daniel, could you give us a call, please? 03444991000. I suspect this is going to be the theme of the show, is how to do SOS in Morse code. I've just got that vibe, and boy, oh boy, I would love to. But do it. Can you do it in sound then, Daniel?
With sound.
It sounds like you don't need any help. Sounds like you're doing fine on your own with that. But Morse code goes quicker than that.
But you can use the grey code, which is simpler to remember than Morse code. It's like...
Help!
You know, the all letters from English alphabet. A, you say one part like A. B, you say A, A.
It's in the whole alphabet.
C, you say A, A, A. D, you say A, 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 A.
Yeah, but S is quite far down. That's going to take ages.
Takes ages, but if you are blind, legally blind, and you cannot hear anything...
Now, blind people can hear. Blind people can hear. You're confusing them with... What's the word? Deaf people.
Someone, like, touch once, touch twice.
Three times a lady.
How many times have you had to employ this technique, Daniel?
Pretend to be blind.
You know, because when I was very, very young, like... 8 years old or 9 years old, I used to say the English alphabet in 3 seconds, like A, B, C, D, F, G, G, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, G, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. I used a chronometer. I could say it in 3 seconds.
Why?
And then if I slowed down the tape, it would have all the letters in the alphabet.
Wow,
why would
amazing.
You do? Why would you do that?
That
was not the alphabet. No way was that the alphabet.
Less than 3 seconds.
Do it. Okay, do it.
All right,
then do it.
I was 8 years old. Now I cannot do it anymore.
Can you do it in Portuguese?
I was very good in that.
Give us a Portuguese
alphabet. It's the same alphabet.
This doesn't sound the same.
You can say the vowels. It's the same. A, E, O, U.
It's the same alphabet.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds different.
A, E, O, U. The Portuguese vowels. A E I O U. A E I O U.
We got the.
Do A B C D.
A E I O U.
There we go. That's why he does it in 3 seconds. He doesn't do 5 of them. He thinks it's the whole alphabet. Yeah. It's only 5 letters.
In less than 3 seconds.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Your family must have been very proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. I mean, I've got absolutely...
That was the saddest yeah I've ever heard.
No, I think we just heard the emptiness, the loneliness, that his family were not impressed with him, thinking he was doing the whole alphabet in 5 seconds when it was just the vowels. 03444991000. Kerry, you are going to be next. We've also got Daniel and Paul and George and Alan. Busy show on a bank holiday. Very busy. The Late Night Alternative every weeknight from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
He's the righteous reporter who's got his finger on the pulse of UK politics.
They should be scrutinised more closely.
The Week with John Nicholson on Talk Radio. Sunday afternoon from 4.
Join the stout speaker with a triple lock manifesto to bring you the week's big stories from Westminster, as I said to Tony.
Journeying across the week's political landscape, debating all the pressing issues.
I'll be presiding over a fast-paced political debate.
From budget cuts to Brexit, all ballots to backbenchers.
All of them is heavily reinforced radio dispatchable.
Read my lips.
It's a three-line whip to listen to The Week with John Nicholson.
Toying the party line, Sunday afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio. Pwah!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to her records as they long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Catherine Boyle, what have you brought to tonight's party,
well,
please?
Well, actually, courtesy of your sister.
03444991000, by the way, if you want to give us a call. Switchboard is empty, got another 35 minutes before Paul Ross.
She saw this and thought of me. Okay. So I'm going to tell you about it. It's from this thing called Vox.com.
Okay.
And it talks about haunted dolls.
I wonder what you were going to say then. I don't know why I thought you were going to say something rude. But okay.
No.
Okay. My sister sent me a story as well. Okay, go on.
I've got two from your sister.
The Irish Post one.
Yes.
We had this woman on the show when you were here once when Hayley was producing.
Yeah, the woman
who
married a ghost pirate.
Yeah.
She's now saying that he was cruel to her.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
This is different. 30 years ago, the world was introduced to a 29-inch tall doll in overalls named Chucky.
Yeah.
With eyes bluer than a White Walker's hair, more fiery than Ed...
Than a what?
A White Walker's.
What's a White Walker?
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, crying out loud. Ain't that rubbish over yet?
Hair more fiery than Ed Sheeran's and a smattering of freckles a la Emma Stone. This is talking to a generation far from ours.
Yeah.
He looked like the perfect childhood buddy. Unfortunately, Chucky, the tiny antagonist of the 88 movie Child's Play, was possessed by a serial killer with a knack for slaughtering people with butcher's knives, yo-yo strings, and anything else he could find around the house. Today, almost everyone knows that if a wild-eyed doll asks, "Wanna play?" the only acceptable response is to run as fast and as far as you can. And then there are people like Kevin Kane, a paranormal investigator in Alabama who owns hundreds of haunted dolls and other items. Alabama. I lost count a long time ago,
sorry?
He says.
What's
he's from Alabama.
Are you doing a voice?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
While Kane may be an especially prolific collector, he's far from the only one. In fact, there is a thriving marketplace for haunted dolls on the
haunted
internet.
Haunted dolls?
Yes.
You can buy these haunted dolls?
Yeah.
Flip.
According to Kane, things really took off after the Annabelle doll appeared in The Conjuring 2013, followed by a solo film, Annabelle Creation, in 2017.
Okay.
Annabelle, a vintage porcelain doll with smeared lipstick, a cracked pupil, and claw marks on her face.
Claw marks.
Is possessed by a demonic spirit that enjoys ruthlessly murdering people. Is there any other way to murder?
Well, if I were a murderer, I would be a very gentle, loving murderer.
That she's based on a real-life haunted Raggedy Ann doll adds to the intrigue.
Of course she is. Of course she is. It's so obvious now.
With the next installment of the Conjuring series, Annabelle Comes Home, and I wonder what that's about, and a reboot of Child's Play, both hitting theatres in late June, there's sure to be a new wave of people curious about haunted dolls and perhaps eager to get their hands on one.
This is a spoof, right? There's not really people who collect haunted dolls, because I don't want to break it down. Ghosts don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Most haunted dolls sell for around $50 plus shipping.
That's quite reasonable.
You've got to get one. You've got to get
That's
one.
That's quite reasonable. Where do we get them from?
eBay. The most highly prized ones are priced well into the four figures. There's a formula too for how they're sold. Each listing contains a detailed overview of the spirit's life story, details of said spirit's death, and a description of their personality. Dolls are labeled active or highly active if paranormal phenomena are said to occur frequently in their vicinity.
Oh my God! There really are!
There are!
What does this mean, right? Haunted doll Catherine, 17 inches, Leonardo porcelain, sleep paralysis, right?
Oh, that's what she does.
Responds to Catherine rather than her doll name Allison. Catherine provokes disturbed sleep sequences. Episodes can occur mid-sleep, elevating the chest out of bed. The host gasps for breath as if held underwater. Body stiff, footsteps can be heard. previous owner found herself standing, facing her door, with no recollection of walking to it or how long she had stood there before her brain met with her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Condition is used. Dispatched with eBay delivery. Here's the freaky thing, right? I'm going to show you something. We've got Ronnie Barber here, who's worked with you many years. I'm going to show you something.
What? Does it look like me?
It looks like Catherine. Catherine looks like Catherine.
So it's got brown eyes.
Oh, mate.
Are you going to buy her?
Bought.
No.
I bought it. I've just bought you.
You're going to experience sleep paralysis.
No, mate, you are, because this is your gift.
No, I don't want it in my house.
Mate, I've just bought it. Just clicked on buy it now. £40
Oh my
plus £4.17 postage. Yes, having that. Done. We bought a haunted doll for the show. Oh my God.
We're passing that back and forth. Although I may get a chance to do it once. Some are advertised as being able to move objects, make noises, or communicate via telepathy or Ouija board. Oh, hang on a minute. You've got a Ouija board.
I've got three. One of them's a Frank Sidebottom one.
While others are meant to act as creative muses, play matchmaker, or revealing potential lovers in dreams, or emitting positive energy. Why don't you get one of them instead of a flipping sleep paralysis doll? Cat Blowers, whose Etsy shop, Fugitive Cat Creation, specialises in haunted dolls and says bestsellers tend to be inhabited by female spirits that have some sort of empowerment angle. We have a lot of goddess type spirits or women who've survived terrible situations and thrived. She also seems high demand for witches around Halloween and leprechauns near St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure she does. Well, there are con artists looking to take advantage of uneducated buyers.
No, Catherine, no.
Many haunted item purveyors hold themselves to what they see as high ethical and scientific standards. It costs us a fortune in tools, says Blowers. Whenever she acquires a new doll, Blowers and her husband put it through an intensive investigation that lasts 1 to 3 months. Wow.
What? How do they investigate it?
First, the doll is separated from any other paranormal objects in the house. Then it's examined with the K2 EMF meter, a device used by paranormal investigators to detect electromagnetic energy for a period of 3 to 5 days. Blowers then places the doll in a sound box, basically a foam box, with a voice-activated recorder to see if she can hear any words or phrases. We've heard music before, which is really weird, she tells me. Finally, they conduct lucid dreaming sessions, which involve sleeping next to the doll alongside a piece of amethyst, which is supposed to be a potent dreaming crystal, to see if they have any weird dreams. Blowers typically ends up with a 15-page report.
Blowers?
That's her name, Cat Blowers.
She's been in Croydon recently.
Shouldn't laugh about that. That's very serious business.
You know, someone on my Facebook page accused blamed me for being the Croydon cat killer.
Because you did a show called Psycho Pussies.
Yeah, because I was a talking head on some silly program on Channel 5 where they showed some really violent cats and I made some jokes about it. It's people like you that encourage people like the Croydon cat killer. You should be ashamed of yourself.
She deduced that the behaviour was because they'd been terribly abused in the past.
Yeah.
And you were encouraging it. Just you.
Just me.
Not everyone else involved in the program.
No.
The producers, some people that dreamed it.
I took on 2 cats that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
3 cats that nobody wanted. And one of them is 20 years old and the other two are getting on my nerves. Do we finish with cat blowers?
There's loads. I mean...
Well, listen, here's the thing.
Some of these people refuse to sell the dolls because they say, you don't know what you're taking on.
Well, this show now has a haunted doll called Alison, but she goes by the name of Catherine. She looks like Catherine. As soon as she arrives, I'm bringing her in here. It's going to be the best £45 I have ever spent in my life. I just know it.
Do you remember when you got the haunted gramophone?
Oh, flipping heck, yes!
It would start by itself.
No.
You had it on the desk, it would just start.
That was too freaky, man. I've still got it.
Where is it?
It's next to my darn set.
Wow. Let's let Catherine have a go on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, fine. Well, Catherine can sleep in my bedroom, I guess. for the first night. And if I make it through that first night, then she's yours. Simple as that. Right, enough of this absolute tosh. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Introducing Talk Radio's incredible new super signing, Matthew Wright.
I'm Matthew Wright. Join me this Monday from 1 for my brand new show on Talk Radio. I'll be shaking up your afternoons with 3 hours of original current affairs conversation, unfiltered comment and irreverent opinion.
Putting the world to rights. The Matthew Wright Show. Weekday afternoons from 1.
Always look on the right side of life.
On Talk Radio.
Do-do. 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 Aren't you supposed to be whistling?
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I wonder if I can get... Can I cancel that order? Because I've just seen cheap dolls that are significantly cheaper. Haunted porcelain doll, negative spirit, evil, angry. It's only £12.50.
Wonder why.
It's had 20 bids. This beautiful doll...
Let's see it.
Flipping heck, man. This is insane. This is on eBay, right? It's like Bonnie Langford. This is on eBay, right? This is incredible. Okay, so, where's the, hang on, I lost the description. Okay, listen to this. This beautiful doll is not as innocent as she seems. Please, only bid if you have experience in, I've got to get some music, hang on a minute, this is too nuts.
Look at the state of this one, Paul Bot.
Here we go. Right, here we go. This is what we need.
I've just retweeted it if you want to see it.
Okay, here we go. This is available on eBay. This beautiful doll is not as innocent as she seems. Please, only bid if you have experience in dealing with negative spirits. Although I don't believe that she is dangerous in the sense that she could cause physical harm, I do think she could have a psychological effect on somebody with no experience with negative spirits. I purchased this doll from a yard sale a couple of months ago as I felt drawn to her and knew straight away that she was more than just a doll. When I asked the man running the yard sale about her, he became nervous and on edge and said I could take her for free as he was eager to get rid. I jumped at the chance as I have yet to study negative spirits in depth. However, a couple of weeks after having this doll in my house, I've been feeling really negative emotions. Yeah, it started off just the odd feeling, but has been getting stronger and more frequent. My husband and I have both been agitated for no reason and arguing over little things, which is something we never do. I've been feeling surges of anger.
Not even her buying crap.
You bought another goddamn doll! We got 500 of these!
And no kids!
I've been feeling surges of anger that I cannot explain and have had outbursts over minor things which I failed to recall afterwards.
Oh, of course she does.
With younger children in the house, I feel this is not the time for me to study the negative spirit within this doll or try and communicate with her. The children cry when they are in close proximity of the doll, although they seem... Why is it getting all dancey?
Yes, lads!
He's crying!
It's not the spooky music, it was... although they seem fine afterwards, I don't like the idea that this spirit is affecting them. Please, only contact me if you are genuinely interested in buying this doll. And I will try my best to answer any questions.
Hang on a minute. Why isn't she just giving it away like the bloke before?
Haunted porcelain doll. Negative spirit. Evil. Angry. Dispatched with Royal Mail second class. There's hundreds of them on eBay. Absolutely. Hundreds of them. It's insane. There's a haunted doll tiger, Edward, paranormal, positive energy.
Oh, I like the
energy.
Side of him. Let's have a look at his little face. I've got got a whole playroom full of toys that we're gonna have to get rid of at a certain point. If they were all haunted, imagine the wealth.
Oh, do you want to hear the story for this?
Go on. What, for Edward the Tiger?
Yeah. Quote from the previous... This music is really, really inappropriate now. It's gone all dancey. Here we go. Let's try this. Let's get a classic. There we go. Okay. Oh, there's an advert. It's not classic. You know, this one's a sad story, okay? So be ready.
Okay.
But remember... This story is made up. Edward. Haunted doll tiger. Paranormal positive energy. Large. £10.50. Quote from previous owner's history of item. 14-year-old Edward was the youngest of six, and he lived in a big house with his family. Edward used to play in the garden all week with one of his favourite toys among the many he had. Edward unfortunately passed away when he was stung by a bee. The week after, his family all witnessed some strange goings-on in the house.
I've seen some strange going-ons.
Every room them left Edward in, slams and singing used to occur. This vessel is very active and will be perfect for people who like dabbling in the paranormal. However, not wanting an vessel that is too active to the point that it becomes a problem. Under eBay policy, I have to say, this is for entertainment purposes. Activities whilst under my care. Unexplained singing. Whispers in the night. Lights flickering. Dispatched by Royal Mail, second class.
Were the whispers saying, bollocks?
There's so many of them. Oh.
Is it just, I mean, the cynic in me says, Edward doesn't look like a mysterious tiger or a scary tiger. He looks like a tiger that's been well loved and now is... impossible to sell other than with a little bit of kudos.
Right, I'm getting in touch with this seller. This seller's in Birmingham. I'm going to go to their house because you go and look at their other items.
They've got a house full of these things. How on earth have they managed?
Let's quickly go through their 11 items. Haunted trinket box, paranormal positive, £14. Haunted doll, Lily, paranormal positive, £20. Haunted doll bear, Violet, paranormal, positive energy. Of course, there's Edward. Haunted doll bear, Alfred, positive energy. Haunted doll bear, Henry, positive. Haunted doll bear, Amanda. Haunted doll bear, Arnold. Haunted doll bear, Joseph. Haunted doll bear, William. Haunted doll, paranormal, positive, Ying Yu. She's a Chinese-looking doll. Ying Yu is £71.
Whoa!
Oh, here we go.
How on earth are they managing to survive such a haunted environment?
Haunted Chinese doll. This doll is said to have the spirit of an angry, vengeful, dead Chinese woman whose husband was cheating on her when she was on her deathbed. When she sadly passed, she had took possession of this doll and haunted the husband due to his ways. Oh, mate, we found our next documentary. We're going to hang out with these guys. This is incredible scenes. All right. Well, okay, fine. Well, that was fun. I'm speechless after that. I'm speechless. I think it's probably time we took a break. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.